Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. I'm excited.
About?
I'm pumped.
About?
Finally, we get to do this on the 11th of September, live More Than Money show.
Yep.
It's our candidates of the federal election coming in, and we're going to talk about and interview them on what's their platform for people who are transitioning to or living in retirement.
Right on.
I think they've been ignored in this election so far. I think it's time that, you know, people who are thinking about their retirement, focused on their retirement, living in retirement, they're going to have a lot of concerns and questions. So this is a chance that we get to do our first live event. While we're doing this live event, individuals or attendees of that session get to ask their questions.
Fantastic.
So we're going to be doing that. So if you want to attend to our live More Than Money show, where we're going to have candidates of this federal election there to answer your questions, to address your concerns, go to mtmlive.ca to register for this. That's mtmlive.ca to register.
It's going to be an awesome event. We look forward to seeing you there. Are you ready for a market pullback?
What?
Do you think people are ready for a market pullback?
Okay, what are you talking about here?
There's some risks in the market.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what happened in the market that may lead people, should lead people to question whether or not they're positioned properly in today's environment.
Now I know what you're talking about. Okay, so do I think there's going to be a pullback in the market or a correction? Yeah. Do I think we need to be aware of some of the tell signs?
Right.
One of the easiest tell signs is we just came out of a pandemic that had a major closure in the market in Canada, the economy in Canada. And now we're opening, and we're opened up more now than we were last year. Yet we have a GDP number, gross domestic product number, that's negative in the last reading.
Yep, in Q2. So wait a second here. Because the experts said we were going to get 2.5%. That was the expectation.
Yeah. Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss.
Let's talk about jobs numbers in the U.S. Now, this is a one data point, not the official trend, but the one data point saying swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss, right?
Right. We're seeing earnings not growing as fast as they were last quarter, quarter over quarter.
Yep.
So they're maybe growing.
Maybe we've hit peak earnings growth, right? Maybe.
We're now hearing about potential peak stimulus. Mm-hmm. Now, people are hearing the word stimulus. We're talking about checks in people's hands so they can spend immediately.
Right.
We're seeing a decline of that as people get there, go back to work.
Yep.
We're going to see a decline of that stimulus check, the EI, the other types of benefit programs out there as we get through this. So we're having peak stimulus potentially, peak earnings, and a slowdown in the economy.
Right.
All at the same time.
Right.
That's a nice recipe of something going to happen in the market.
Yeah. And you know, I talk to lots of people, as do you. And you know, anecdotally, there's lots of positions, but the position that scares me the most is the pile-on trade. It's this momentum trade. Things can only go higher. Just pile in,
yeah.
Right? What could possibly go wrong? We see this every time, right? And so I
follow the herd.
The herd. That's right. And it's a FOMO issue, right? A fear of missing out. I got to be there. There's some risks to that.
This is my analogy for this. Have you ever gone out of a hockey game before the pandemic, of course, and you're just following the cars out of the parking lot, and then you're all going in the same direction. You realize the very front goes, uh-oh, dead end.
Yep.
And then everybody has to turn back around.
Yep.
That's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
We're all following the same car.
And listen, structure and discipline we talk about a lot also. So we've got to be, investors need to, I think, consider their positioning, consider their strategy. If you've done well in your equity portfolio, do you let it ride? Do you keep all the chips on the table? Do you rebalance? All kinds of decisions that need to be made here to make sure that you're properly structured in your discipline.
And that's why I like this show today. We're going to talk about what you can expect from your portfolio, how to profit and protect in your portfolio. We're going to focus on one of our guests today on that.
Yep.
And then also the demand for private travel's up. We're definitely going to talk about that. We're going to make how traveling in a private jet is achievable.
It's an achievable experience for many Canadians.
That's going to be interesting too. You might be the next customer. Or well, I might be with your money. We'll find out. We'll find out if I'm going to spend your money on this. And of course, we talk about how to bulletproof your retirement all the time. Every month, we talk about this. And we'd love to have you join us at our next oncoming seminar, Tuesday, September 21st, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right. You stole a bit of my thunder, but listen, private travel may not be just for the ultra wealthy. So if you're curious, I want you to stick around because we're going to talk about that. here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.